This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
Mark says, Big O, with all of these weapons, would you trade Mike Gesicki before the deadline? He's going to be a free agent again after the season, and they can't afford to keep him because he deserves top three tight end money. Mark, I think you have to find out what he can do in your system first and foremost, and then you trade him. Right now, I don't know what the trade market is for Gesicki. You might be better off waiting for an injury that somebody desperately needs a tight end later on in the season, and you've developed Tanner Connor or somebody else, and you feel good in letting go of Gesicki so you could get a high round draft pick. Now, remember, you have to be able to get a second rounder for Gesicki because, or a third and something else. Why? There's a good chance because he'll get a big time contract for somebody else. You're getting third round a compensatory pick anyway for him. Okay. So you still will get the compensation one way or another from a trade or compensatory. So you've got to make sure that you're in a situation that you can count on the other guys when you move them, or he just doesn't fit what you do and you have to move him. But right now that cannot be determined. He was more active on Saturday night than he had been in 2 weeks. And maybe it's what I was saying, that they're trying to work more on the blocking with him. So it's a different agenda is what they're doing right now with the tight end. That's what I would say.